You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. Keeping track of legislation on wolf management, Paul Fielder joins us now here, state representative, wide open country east of suburban Kalispell and surrounding the Clark Fork into Idaho. House District 13. Paul, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing real well. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, I appreciate you being here. There were new management directives through the legislative process regarding wolves. I want to talk about those. And then also, the FWP Commission will be meeting this week to look at the laws as they were passed and establish policy to enact those laws. That's a very important part of this so-called legislative process. So let's talk about some of these rules regarding wolf management. Number one, why do you think we need, what are they and why do we need them?
We have a wolf population that is four times in excess of what is called for in the Montana State Wolf Management Plan. The abundance of wolves is reducing deer, elk, and especially moose populations in western Montana. People have argued that elk are over-objective in Montana, but strangely, they're over-objective in the areas where there's no wolves or very few wolves. In northwestern Montana, western Montana in general, we have an abundant wolf population. The management plan calls for a population of 282 wolves, which is the equivalent of having 15 breeding pairs called for by the wolf management plan. And the last estimate of wolves that we have in Montana is 1,156. So we have far more wolves than are necessary to meet the objectives of the wolf management plan. And they're severely impacting our elk and deer populations. Sportsmen in western Montana have formed a large, loud voice that, saying that we need to decrease wolf populations in the state, especially northwestern Montana. And that's the legislative intent. When I brought wolf bills and testified in the legislature, and those bills were later signed into law, I was testifying that we need to reduce wolf populations in western Montana. And that was the intent of the legislation brought by myself and Senator Bob Brown from Thompson Falls.
Environmental groups would argue, and just to have a response on that, that the 282 wolves is a bare minimum, or the 15 breeding pairs, and I think their numbers were like 150 or something, is a bare minimum, but we are well above that. So I'm not sure that's exactly relative to the argument of our wolf population. What kind of problems are they causing?
Well, they're reducing the deer and the elk populations. The wolf management plan says we have to maintain a wolf population, but we also have to maintain huntable populations of deer and elk and other ungulates. I live in Thompson Falls, Montana, Sanders County, right up against the Idaho border. And we got people here that are going to Dillon to hunt elk when we should be hunting elk here in our own place where we've had elk, abundant elk populations in the past before the wolf populations increased so much under the Protection of the Endangered Species Act.
There you go. And that's what I was, looking for too. I mean, it's specific ramifications of the impact of our loss of elk. Are there numbers to accompany that, Representative?
Well, I've got some. I don't have them handy right now, but right. The elk populations have declined quite a bit, especially in Region 1. I had information on that. I don't have it readily available now. I had it during the legislature when I was presenting some of these bills.
Yep, fair enough. I mean, I can't keep that stuff in my head, but I know it's happening. So what are the nature of these bills? They're going to allow...
Okay.
Yeah.
House Bill 224 allows the use of snares for the taking of wolves. In Montana, we're allowed to use snares for taking coyotes, bobcats, fox, raccoons, a number of animals. So all HB House Bill 224 did was add wolves to the list of animals that can be snared. House Bill 225 extended the wolf trapping season. Presently in Montana, the wolf trapping season runs from December 15th to the end of February. And what this bill did was it extended the wolf trapping season to basically about the beginning of December. the first Monday after Thanksgiving to March 15th. So it adds about a month, roughly 30 days, to the wolf trapping season. It adds 30 days before the dead of winter and 30 days after the dead of winter, so possibly some better trapping conditions so we can harvest some more wolves with a longer trapping season. And those are tools, management tools, to allow us to try to harvest more wolves to decrease the population. Senator Brown's Senate Bill 314 took off the limit of 5 wolves per individual so that good wolf trappers, good wolf harvesters, could be a better tool and harvest more wolves. Last year, there were only 6 individuals that harvested 5 wolves, and that was the limit at that time. So this allows some of those individuals to harvest more wolves and put the best people doing the job. It also allowed night hunting for wolves, so that right now you can hunt wolves during the daylight hours, but this allowed for hunting of wolves after the daylight hours. And some people are very good at that, and that's another tool in the toolbox for wildlife managers. It also allowed for hunting and trapping over baits. Right now, you can't, you know, this would allow people have a dead cow, dead horse, or a dead deer or elk or something that's somewhere out in the landscape that people can hunt in association with that bait. Wolves are predators, they're carnivores, and they come into baits, and this allows another opportunity to harvest some animals there. My concern is that we pass these laws in the legislature, and they pass fairly easily throughout the legislature. There's contention, of course, because people are always going to be against hunting, trapping. You know, there's the animal rights groups out there. Mm-hmm. But these were passed through the legislature. They were signed by the governor into law. And now on Thursday afternoon, the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission will be listening to testimony and considering alternatives for putting these legislation bills, the legislation that came from these bills, into their hunting and regulations, hunting and trapping regulations. And what I'm concerned with is they have 3 alternatives that are being presented to the commission by Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff. I've worked with the liaison between the staff and the legislature very well. I talked with the director about this, Hank Warshak. He called me to make sure that my concerns were being addressed, and I even talked to the governor this weekend about some of my concerns, because I think some of the recommendations that are being presented to the commission for their consideration this Thursday are outside the legislative intent of that legislation. And that has me very concerned. I've been working with the department staff for the last couple of weeks to try to get more information and to let them know what my concerns are. That's why I've had conversations with the director of the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the governor.
How are those conversations going? Because you have some concerns, and the FWP.
I've got concerns. When I first looked at this, they've got a document that's about 17 pages long. It's an informational document, and which is presented to the commission by the staff. And when I first looked at this, I said, geez, was this written by an attorney for an animal rights group? Because I'm looking at this stuff, and for trapping season dates, it says that, yes, we'll extend the wolf trapping season from December 1st through March 15th, except in lynx protection zones, as identified in the fur bear regulations. Well, when you look up the lynx protection zones, it eliminates regions 1, 2, and 3 in the state. And then when you look at the footnotes underneath this table, it says expanded wolf season, trapping season dates and snares will be only applied in areas with low grizzly bear abundance outside lynx protection zones. So basically that excludes regions 1, 2, and 3 and region 4 west of Interstate 15. So basically it's a recommendation to allow a longer season for trapping wolves and the use of snares for snaring wolves in areas in eastern Montana where there's only 10% of the wolves. The legislation was brought into effect wolves in western Montana, where 90% of the wolves occur in regions 1, 2, and 3. And my statements to the governor and to the director of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is that we don't need to control wolves along the North Dakota and South Dakota border. There's hardly any wolves over in the eastern part of the state. We need to control wolves in the western part of the state. But my problem is these recommendations are being given by some staff within the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to the commission. It's the commission who rules on what will go into the hunting and trapping regulations. So we need to get the feedback to the commission that the intent of the legislation was to reduce wolves in western Montana. And also they put in that snaring would only occur on private lands. And that's a problem for me, because the legislation never differentiated between private lands and public lands. About 4 years ago, there was a ballot initiative that was brought that would have banned all trapping on public lands in Montana. And that ballot initiative was defeated with 63% of the population voting against it. And it failed to gain a majority of the votes in 55 of the 56 counties in Montana. So Montanans said very, very loudly, we support trapping on our public lands in Montana.
Really, I got to take a break here, but a really good example of what we talk about here, kind of deep state stuff, where you've got legislation and then the policy that gets enacted behind it. Thanks for riding shotgun over this. Stand by, Paul. We're back with more voices in just a bit. All right, back with State Representative Paul Fielder. He's from House District 13. Again, that wide open country east of suburban Kalispell and surrounding the Clark Fork into Idaho. Chris has got a comment real quick. Chris from Columbia Falls listening in Kalispell on 1180 AM. I want to have time for Representative Fielder to comment on that.
Yeah, Tom, that's a good program. Informative. Appreciate bringing out all these issues. These are the kind of programs that, you know, if we listen to the message, we'll maybe move ahead with a lot of these issues on hunting and fishing and so on. I'd like to hear comments on chronic wasting disease. Get this more down pat so people aren't so paranoid about hunting a deer, or move forward on opening roads up for more hunting access.
All right, I'll take those notes. Chris, thank you. I appreciate that. So Representative Fielder, somebody obviously a listener, and Chris has called in frequently, and appreciate him, you know, definitely understanding and wanting to understand more of this issue. We got just like about a minute and a half here. So what else should the public know regarding this and the FWP commission meeting?
The commission meeting is going to be on Thursday. It's not going to be an in-person meeting. People will have to call into the comments. They have a good website on the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks website. You can go to the commission, look at their agenda, see what's coming up on the agenda, and follow the links, I guess, to be able to weigh in on this. I passed a bill to allow an expansion of the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission from 5 members now to 7 members in the future, starting October 1st. And I wanted that built so that each commissioner is dedicated to one of the 7 regions in the state. I have great faith in Pat Tabor, who's the commissioner up in the Kalispell area for Region 1 right now. And I've been to several meetings with Pat Tabor, and I believe that he will help support our intent of our legislation to try to control wolves, especially in western Montana. I'm not sure about all the other commissioners, and I don't know them all as well as I do Pat Tabor, but I ask people to please weigh in and make sure the legislative intent of the legislation that was passed this year is followed by the commission so that we can we can reduce wolves in western Montana and follow legislative intent and do it on both private and public lands, so we don't have to fight that private land or no trapping or snaring on public lands issue again.
Well, thank you for being concerned about this issue. I think it's an important issue in Montana. Wolves are, you know, we like them, but we need to manage them correctly, and we need tools to do that. Representative Paul Fielder, be well. We'll check up with you again, too, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. Take care, y'all. See you tomorrow.